Behold, that's threatening, Peter said. Fire from without, spirit from within. You're all doing fine again. You know, you have no understanding of what took place. You understand why I'm here. Instead of getting mad at me, you know, seek understanding. Out here. How many times have you said that? How many times have you been reproved for not understanding? Heathen often. You brothers saw a classic example of a man being reproved and hardened and hardened and hardened and hardened. Yeah, why are you all in your comfort? Yeah. And there you sit. You know, brothers and sisters, I warned you about the haughty spirit. And I told you how I recognize the haughty spirit. And I'll show you. I'll give you an example. I'll show you. I'll give you one. Right here. Yeah. Is that a good enough mirror? And then you get arrogant. Double-minded. Inconsistent. Of course, Stuart's not listening to me. Because we just had a man put off the ground. We issued him a trespass order. He might be coming up there right now again. No fear. I'm talking about you. No fear. You wouldn't be haughty if you had fear. You wouldn't stick your chin out and flap your shoulders. You wouldn't walk by with it. And somehow you folks just believe that I don't sense that spirit. Why'd I come up here? What spirit am I dealing with? And what is that? What is the spirit of Antichrist? Haughty. The man said, you're a man of God. And you're manipulating all these people. Well, well, well. Manipulating you now. I'm manipulating you. You know, I quote scripture to these people, just like I do to you. Why'd you come here? Well, I come for solitude. I come for a balm of Gilead. You say yourself the man of God. Ain't I supposed to come for a balm of Gilead? I said, the way you're coming? When you come to God, you come in humility, in submission. What am I doing now? Warning you. You don't need a warning, do you? Do you? Accused me of assaulting him. And my God, man, he grabbed me. Held me, closed the window on me, bumped heads with me, just like some of you are doing right now, bumping heads. Heady, boom. High-minded, boom. Where's your mind? High-minded, boom. You consider yourself blessed? Knew about my monitoring? Knew about my charges? I'll tell these police, you beat on me. You would do it too, wouldn't you? Of course, you're not going to beat me tonight, are you? No, you're not going to beat me. I'll turn my back and let you put all the stripes you want on it. But you're not going to beat me. You're not going to win. And who am I talking to? No, I'm talking to the devil. Because you're giving place to the devil. No marvel now. This guy was so spiritual. Whoo! And I could quote that scripture right to him. I said, why? You appear as an angel of light. No marvel. We did offer him the chance to come and be with us. Throw him out, God. You better find a place to repent, people. Repent of this haughtiness, this arrogance. Not everyone, I told you that. But just enough of you that you're a spot. And we got to remove the spots. Tell us who it is, Lord. You really want me to do that? One of you is going to betray me. What's the follow-up? See, you won't answer me. I just told you. I just told you. Tell us who, Lord. So we know.
Yes.
See, you won't do that.
Tell us, Lord.
Oh, yeah, after I You know it can't be you. You know that. And there's no way I can say it's you, because tell us, Lord, who it is. Would you want me to do that? If the brothers will be so kind, as I was sitting there, 2 days in a row, and I've been physically, spiritually, mentally attacked, almost above measure. But I did show my face, even here tonight. Oh, look at them. Just look at them. Is it I? I've answered that before many times. Your eye is in the way. It's your eye. It's amazing to watch again the way the sheriff treated me with this violent charge. I'll tell him you beat me up. I'll tell him you hit me in the face. Well, I'll tell him how you oppressed me. How you made me work in the field. I insisted I do things right. But I thought I was doing right. Maybe I should have stayed home. Let you all just go to hell. Because if you don't go walk in the way of righteousness, you're going to go to hell. Who are you to tell us that? Good question. Well, God's never going to do that. He would never talk to me like that. What we saw was a perfect manifestation of implacable. What's implacable, Rod? What's implacable, Dave? I've been yelling for weeks. Be you reconciled. But you're implacable. You don't want to be reconciled. The door's going to shut. The man wanted me to open the door. God shut the door on him. I could open it. I could do it. The day may come when you will want me to reconcile you, and I can't do it because the door's shut. Today you hear your voice. Are you hearing it now? Were you expecting to talk like this? I'm pretty consistent. I'm so insistent that I got to where I'm persistent. Repent you, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is at hand. It is nigh. It is nigh. It is nigh at hand. We again watch God kill a man. From a very lively, big, boisterous man, Bingo. And the sheriff told me, if he comes back on this land, you call us, and we'll put him a place to stay. What? A man with a monster on his leg? Why, you punched me in the face! He better be glad I didn't. I did bump heads with him. And then he grabbed a hold of me, violently. Looking for a place to repent, he said. I said, it's not here. Have you found a place to repent? Are you here? Well, then it's here for you. How about tonight? See, I come up for tonight. I come up tonight to give you space. Remember, it's the Spirit, though. Remember, got one more point, man of God. Did he call me man of God? You're supposed to, what, bow down to you? Submit to you? Then he said, get behind me, Satan. Because they said he had a devil. Boy, you folk are tough. You are tough. Hardened generation. If I wasn't hard, you'd break me to pieces. Well, we know you're a hard man, so we're going to be tough on you, boy. I came up here because I was hoping he'd drive back on the land. Just like a little fellow from... Right, who are you talking about? Like little... I'm sorry! I want to be saved. My way. We still haven't got free from him yet. Trying to. How are we doing that, Roger? Yep. The issue is, who in the world is going to take care of the kids? They don't want them. They got people that they paid to do that. Maybe that's the issue. Because the woman didn't say she would do it. Shut up! Just look at you! God damn, this wicked generation. This wicked. As I sat down there been confronted physically, verbally, mentally, spiritually. So I sat on a cart. 2 days in a row now I took this. Hey, Stuart! Boy, you're not listening, are you? You're going to hear the rattling. You're going to hear the rumblings. Stuart, we have given you a trespass order. Get off the land. Brothers, when I showed up, what was the first thing I said? You ain't going to put me off. Well, he's off. Look at him. Kind of hard on you, huh? I told you again this morning, if I get through this day, and the day's almost over and still not through. Been through the fire, been through the flood, through great sorrow. Am I going to have to go through you? So I'll tell the priest how you sold it to me. So I see the charge you got. You would do it too. Now they were there. They didn't tell him that. Again, we witnessed an attitude from the sheriff that was unbelievable. How you, Mrs. Bear? Please sign this piece of paper. This man comes back on these grounds again. You call us. Right there. And we will soon have a paper for Stuart. We'll hand it to him. Stuart is not allowed to roam around this ground. He's not allowed to go any place but his trailer until we get this thing final. He used to build a fire to get hot water, take a shower, smell him now. Get close to him now. Stinks, boy. I mean stinks. I mean, by this time, he stinks. So evidently he's not building a fire anymore. Or taking a shower. By this time, there shall be showers of blessing. And you folk ain't taking a shower. By this time it stinks. He's been dead 4 days. How long you been dead? Why, you should be dead at all. You know why? Because he lives. Yes. And because he lives, you live. Yes. Somebody! Yes. Come on, puff up! Your life, my God, thank God it's his. Thank God it's his. That God don't expose your life. Because it's his with Christ in God. Somebody! I always do that, don't I? First I put you down, bruise you real good, then put the balm of Gilead on. Lord bless you. Sister, will you take care of Mother? Sister's not doing so good. But she's in a good place. Mm-hmm. Still taking care of her. All this time she took care of me, so I guess I take care of her. And take care of you. There they go again. I don't think you have a right. A right? I got a command. I got a command to take care of you. He must. He must. Wow. Watch for your soul, and then you go running every which way. Why don't you people understand this kind of language? What is it with you? Is it I? Yes. It's simply your iniquity. I am crucified with Christ. I. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I. Wow. 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 He's alive and I'm alive. He's coming again and I'm getting ready. You know what he's doing right now? Covering you up there with the blood on the mercy seat. That's what he's doing right now. Yes, sir. Thank God he ain't gonna sleep. neither slumbereth nor sleepeth. I'm talking about Jesus. All kind of calls. I got one guy, tried to call him back, he got fixed. I can't call him back. Because I like to ask him, because it's stupid even to ask him. I asked this guy a few questions. First, I'm a man of God. First, he wanted to see me, so I walked and I said, get off the land. Almost like you, huh? And then he had the nerve to say, get behind me, Satan. Where do you think he learns that from? In other words, I'm on the way to the kingdom. Get behind me, Satan, and I'll lead you on in. See, I come behind and no good. I'm not behind y'all. I'm leading the pack. Yeah, y'all. You gotta stop smiling. I just don't like the grinning. The fight is on, oh Christian soldier. You would have thought when I got the call, he wanted to see you, I said, I'll be right there. Went right to his face. He was a devil. And we are going to be casting out devils. In my name, by my authority, we will cast out devils. So don't be a devil. Don't be a liar. Why, you're supposed to give me a refuge. This is a bomb, isn't it? I said, what is it? Is it really that? No, you're a manipulator. I'm manipulating all you people. I'm just twisting you around my little finger. I walked by the other day where Brother Paul out there is doing his little woodwork. I let him know from the very beginning that the way he was doing it was not right. Didn't impress him at all. He got that fix up so nice out there. Huh? Got all the wood laying so nice. And I did consent to let him build the porches, but I said, do it right. Don't do it your way. Don't use your own design. You ought to see how nice he... Who wants to go out there and tell him to move that thing now? The wood barn. We have a place called the wood barn to do all that kind of work. Right? Call a wood barn. Yes, sir. Right down the road. Amen. Where we put all the wood that we need to work with.
Yes, sir.
And the tools.
Yes, sir.
And the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And the lights.
Amen.
So we have all that. All we need is a sacrifice.
Yes.
And I did come some time ago put it back. Yes, I did.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I did. You did it, huh? No, please don't make it look better. The wood barn we have fixed up for any man on these grounds that needs to do woodwork could go out to the wood barn, find the tools, and do it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Welding shop. How many welding shops do we have? We said fix so he can weld out there at the wood barn. Then we fix so he can move weld in the garage. Then we fixed it, we can weld over the truck place. We also had a weld that you can move to one of those places and weld. Yeah. Hey, boy, how big is that welding thing you got? Ah, come on. How long would it take to move it? You can move it to some place where you need it. Where you need power. We got power for it. We can put a generator on it. Why the hell don't you folks stop it? Why do you treat you like men? Carnal. Selfish. Boy, am I being encouraged. Got so bad, David said, I believe I got to encourage myself. Yeah, David said, I believe I encouraged myself. Well, he was a king. He had four wives. But he was not content with none of it, was he? Until he got that covenant. That Ark of the Covenant. That proved that God was on his side. Glory be to God. Somebody, my God, what's it going to take to wake you people? I got a covenant.
Amen.
Yes.
A messenger of the
covenant.
Who wants to read that? I'd like to read it because I haven't read it for a while. David said he encouraged himself. wonder what the circumstances was. Must not be getting encouraged with nobody else, so he encouraged himself. You got it, Dennis? Wow. You people, and you're going to go and sleep on. Who got that scripture? I'd like to find the setting where it said it, where David said he encouraged himself. How about you? Could you use some encouragement? Are you getting much from somebody else? Then what do you think you ought to do? Boy, oh boy. Ay, 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 ay.
The Amalekites, the Ziklag.
But you came right on the ground tonight, the Amalekites. We're on an invasion. Legion was here. Yeah, Legion. You don't like me though when I just show you things, do you? You know why you don't like me? Because you don't love me. Because if you love me, you would like what I do. Because I do right. Yeah. I put sister to bed and covered up because she was cold. Then I said to her, someone told me they would take your responsibility tonight. Got a few more minutes. Because if you don't get down at 8:30, that's how she got a little watch to sit. And I don't think she listens to me much anymore either. Oh, we all listen. We got a drawing in the background. But do we hear what's going on? Do you understand what I'm saying or saying the things I say? She says, Paul, that's not your house. This is not your house. This is God's house. And God set things in order. Wood shop, welding shop, kitchen, bakery. And because I let you all set it your way, I got to go back and reset the house. Set your house in order because you're going to die. They won't budge, Lord. And I don't know what to do with them. You do always resist. And without the Holy Ghost, you'll never get it done. It's not by might.
It's not by power, but by my spirit.
And then when I bring up an example, who set that house place up? Did you do that by yourself or did you have help? Paul, that little wood shop you got. Boy, that's nice. Who, did you do that by yourself or did you have help? Called our brothers away. Now, if I want to set it back in order, I'd say, all right, brothers, move all that stuff back where it belongs. There's a place for it. Put it in its place. That when somebody else needs it, they'll know where it's at because it's in its place. Why are you fighting me on this? How do you set this life to work if there's no place for things? Huh? When are we going to give up our own iniquity? Shall we stand? How do I do it? Well, you pick on us for everything. Isn't that nice? God's picking on us. He's picking on us to put us in our place. Says, now there's your place. Now occupy till I come. And be thou faithful unto death. And then I will give you a crown of, then you'll find life. Then you'll really have life. Is this the first time I dealt with this?
No.
Canning room. You want to go to the canning? Do canning? Go to the canning room.
Yes.
They don't see it. You know, we need Father to put us in our place. That devil wasn't happy to see you guys' face because he came to see this one. Didn't take me long. I got there before you got there.
Yes, sir.
He's a dead man. Death is separation. He has no part with us. He's a dead man. Nice truck, we don't want it. Who knows what kind of talent he has? I don't want it. Sure don't want his testimony, nor his presence. Are you folk going to play that on me? Stand right in my presence and look at me and say, what's he talking about? Which one do you want to pick out? Huh? Boy, Jerry, if I ever need a strong-armed man, I needed one there. Yes, sir. Well, he grabbed a hold of me and tried to lock me in the car with the window. And he said, I assaulted him. Huh. That's what you're going to say. He assaulted me. That's what you did say. Yeah. Oh, remind me. Like natural, brute beasts. Old George Washington said, I cannot lie. I'm the one that chopped down a cherry tree. See, you don't ever relate to things like that, can you? Hmm? Did I assault you or did you assault me? When you put a charge on me, what are you doing? You're assaulting me. Oh, boy. Lord bless you. Out of the churches is, don't join them. Don't identify with them.